This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in a wonderful study here, which we're, Lord willing, going to wrap up here today. We've been in the book of 2 Thessalonians, and we left off in verse 13 of chapter 2. Prior to getting started, though, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend. I know it's a long ways away, but you are invited on Sunday. If you've been looking for a church home, if perhaps you're going to a church that the Word of God is never preached or the Bible's never opened and taught on Sunday morning, I invite you to come by and visit sometime to Island Community Church. You know exactly what to expect if you listen to this radio program, and that is the New Testament taught verse by verse. Not that we don't teach the old. We refer back to the old many, many times. But I'm a New Testament Bible teacher. You know what you hear, and hopefully you like what you hear, and that's why you keep tuning in. I invite you out Sunday morning. We are in, as a matter of fact, this Sunday we'll be starting the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 of the book of Matthew. You're invited. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. We left off, and as soon as I hit on the notion, this fact of predestination, I get excited, and we couldn't get past that verse. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul's been writing about the rapture. Remember, they twisted what he wrote or what he told them when he was there. So he corrected their understanding. That's what we got in chapter 2. And then starting in verse 13 of chapter 2, the Apostle Paul writes, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth." Isn't that funny? There's the Holy Trinity right here, all in this one verse. God chose you. First of all, it says God chose you from the beginning. And scoffers will say, well, that's from the beginning of your life. No, that's not true. You're older than that, friends. God is sovereign. God's known you since before you were born. And that's in the Bible as well. You can read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. It says he, that's God the Father, chose us in him before the foundation of the world. We read God say to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Friends, your spirit is immensely old, I would guess. Now I'm speculating. But I know your spirit's not born on the day your physical body is born. But understand here, if we can, that God chose you from the beginning because the Bible says so. That's what's important here. We're bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation. It's important to see your salvation is not your own. God did it. He did the work. Your salvation, as we read all throughout the Old Testament, salvation is of the Lord. He did the work. You read in John 15:16, Jesus said to his disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I've appointed you, or ordained you, that you should go and bear fruit. That's what he chose them for, and that's what God the Father has chosen you for, that you'd be conformed to the image of his Son, and that you'd go out here today on this Monday and bear fruit. That is, turn this crooked world right side up in Jesus' name. Share this truth with people. Friends, when you are armed with the truth, what did Paul say? He says, what shall we say to these things? And he said that right after he came to grasp that God chose him before he made any of this. And he marked him out. And it's all in past tense, that whom he's foreknew, whom he's called, these he's justified and glorified. It's all in the past to God. It's all a done deal already. And then Paul says, what shall we say to these things? Friend, and this is why I believe you can't lose your salvation. Because you didn't do the work. Salvation is of the Lord. You didn't save you. If your salvation is of you, then you will lose it. If you save yourself, then you'll lose yourself. But rest assured and take comfort that God saved you. And he saved you before he made any of this. As it says right here, God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification. Now, sanctify means to be set apart. You've been set apart by the Holy Spirit. You're different. That's what the word church means. It means called out as well. You're called out. Called out of what? This evil, wicked world. You're different. God's called you out. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you. You've been called out of this evil world. Sanctified. That's what it means. You've been set aside. You've been set apart by the Holy Spirit from this evil, wicked world. You and I are pilgrims passing through. And this world will try to corrupt you and pollute you. That's why we read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Let me turn there real quick. It says, do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. Let's move on here. Again, beloved by the brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning, that's when he chose you, from the beginning. Like when you read in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning. Like when you read in John 1:1, on RK, in the beginning. Like when you read in 1 John 1:1, in the beginning. You also, in the beginning. He chose you from the beginning. Find out when the beginning is. Find out when the beginning is, and you'll find out when you were chosen and when you were called. God, from the beginning, chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Who's the truth? It's Jesus. The truth is a person. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We also read what we read in chapter 2, earlier in this chapter, what happens for rejecting the truth. Verse 9 of the same chapter. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, that is refusing love, for this reason God will send them a strong delusion, so that they shall believe the lie, and so that they all might be condemned or damned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure or delighted in unrighteousness. Let me move on here. Again, the end of verse 13. From the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. That's a person. Your faith is a gift. It's been given to you by God. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Always remember that, friend. You weren't holding on to any ounce of goodness in you, and you decided to quit running. No, your faith is a gift that's been given to you by God. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And you he made alive who were dead in transgressions and sins." God pulled you up from the bottom of the swimming pool, face down dead, D-E-A-D, dead. God saved you. God's called you from the beginning. God has given you the gift of faith. Verse 14, "To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by epistle." And let me say, some people trash tradition and say we should never follow them. And you got to be careful with that. But let me say this. What was a tradition to them is not a tradition to you and I. What was a tradition to them was, this is the will of God, that you abstain from all fornication. See, that was a tradition because that was handed down for the apostle, not for you and I. For you and I, that's found in this 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, we read that. This is the will of God, or in everything give thanks. If he was to say, you need to carry out this tradition, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, that might have been a tradition for them, but not for you. You don't need to follow traditions now. Now you follow and obey the word of God. And then he closes off this chapter with a promise here, with his blessing. "Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." And I guess we'll wrap it up there for today. I hope this sound is good. I'm trying out a brand new, really nice microphone, a podcasting microphone, recording this from my church office here today. And it's a great chapter. We just wrapped up chapter 2. It's one of my favorite chapters in all the Bible. It spells out more than any place in the entire Word of God our understanding of when the rapture is going to come. We understand from reading from this chapter that that day will not come unless the man of sin is revealed. Well, excuse me. Number one, the falling away comes first. And number two, the man of sin is unveiled. The son of perdition. We read that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And then we read and rejoice once again. In another place in the Bible, we find that God has chosen us from the beginning for salvation. That's going to do it here today. We'll be back again tomorrow with a new program, either in the Gospel of Matthew or here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Remember, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.